even if I know it might be a bad decision, I still will be confident and stand behind myself in decisions I make. So coming from being a very, very anxious person, I've somewhat turned that into a superpower through just being prepared and embracing it, but also being sure of myself.
Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast. So excited to share with you a young woman who I believe is a superstar in my eyes because I just see her blossom. I've known her for so long through my husband and his relationship with his friend, Jeff Jankowski. We have the amazing Sarah Jankowski here, who's a Chicagoan now and loves Chicago. But I want Sarah to come on here, share a little bit of you, Sarah. Share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what brings you joy.
Thank you so much for having me and for that short intro. It's been amazing to know you and have amazing women like you in my life. So thank you. Yes. I'm Sarah Jankowski. So I am on the younger side of my life, I suppose. So I'll be 30 this year. Mm-hmm. And I've lived in Chicago for about 8 years now and started my career here, but grew up in the Toledo, Ohio area with a wonderful family, went to school in Cincinnati, and then my career brought me to Chicago. So I started my career in startup land. So I was the third employee of a women's health and fitness organization and startup. So it was very purpose-driven, mission-driven, and I was involved in my undergrad career. It was an organization on college campuses. So I was very involved with that and actually led, you know, our organization of 500 women on campus, which was way more than I expected to do in my college career. And it was incredibly rewarding. So I started my career there and then was there about 3 years and made the tough decision to leave, which I'm sure we may get into. Yeah. And then since then have stayed in marketing. So I was in a marketing role there and wore a lot of hats, managed events, digital marketing, social media, or e-commerce, yeah. Sponsorships and partnerships. At one point we had a podcast and yeah. I helped manage that. And then moved on in my career and continued. I'm now a marketing director at an app. So I'm in the tech space now, which comes with its own challenges as a woman. But yeah, so that's me and why I'm here now. And I love to entertain, cook, go to the lake with my dog in my free time. So that's a little bit more about me.
Sarah, I love that. And what brings you joy?
Amazing question. Honestly, I think waking up and loving what I'm doing with my day. Mm. I think choice is an amazing power that we have. And I in college started using the phrase, like, choose your best yes. Mm. And you have as many hours in the day as things that are important to you. So what brings me joy is like building that day with things that do light me up. So part of that is working. Mm-hmm. Like I am a person who does love to work and I mm-hmm. love my job, and that's incredibly joyful and rewarding. But I also love my weekend. So mm-hmm. I'll say connecting with friends and family and cooking and being creative, mm-hmm. Both in a workspace and outside, really light me up. But mm-hmm. ultimately getting to choose those things, I think mm-hmm. is joyful in itself.
You know, Sarah, I have always found you to be a light. You know, there's something in when you meet people, and I choose the people to come onto this podcast because there's a vibrancy about the people that I interact with. And, you know, of course, we serve women in a little bit more seasoned category, but I spend a lot of time with women who are young and who I see in them this, I call it the God light in them. And I love that you said that you choose this and you love what you do, choosing, right? Because we always get to choose. So what is it that you really love about what you do?
Such a good question. I think being able to be creative mm-hmm. and I'm in the marketing space, right? So there's a lot of room for the traditional creativity, like yeah. fun marketing campaigns yeah. or crazy emails or mm-hmm. donation campaigns. And ultimately, I work for an app that really helps people earn and they get rewarded to shop. So mm-hmm. it's very beneficial to me. And I love that I get to help people through this mm-hmm. app. And that's our ultimate customer. But I also love being creative in the sense that you can solve problems
yeah.
and you can get really strategic with figuring things out. And I'll say I wasn't always confident mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. And it's been really rewarding to instill that in people in my team. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to manage four different direct reports at this stage in my career. And mm-hmm. it's even extremely rewarding. And I love what I do to help them grow yeah. into future leaders as well. So a little bit of everything there, but mm-hmm. those are some aspects that really get me excited and light me up when mm-hmm. I start my day.
So it sounds like you kind of known this for a little bit about yourself. What would you say has been, what are your superpowers? Let's go there. Tell me a little bit about what your superpowers are.
Very good question. And it's funny because you mentioned the light, and it's funny because I haven't always, you know, seen myself that way. And I've been crippled by a lot of anxiety in the past and to the point of having a rash at all times, you know, definitely doing a lot of work and therapy and self-growth mm-hmm. and really understanding anxiety and yeah. what's causing it. And even, you know, going to church and finding a church that I loved in Chicago, it has helped that. Mm-hmm. But kind of going back to the superpower aspect, right? Like that I view as definitely one of my superpowers now. Mm-hmm. Earlier in my 20s, I never would have. And mm-hmm. I've overcome a lot and I really addressed it head on. But I now see being anxious, and thank goodness it's not nearly as bad as it used mm-hmm. to be. That helps. Like then I know I'm lit up by this, but not in a bad way. I know what bad anxiety is and I know what good anxiety is. And part of that anxiety too is that I'm very prepared. I'm a prepared individual and I am very organized, and I can tell you my workplace and company probably loves that about me. Mm-hmm. But I'm also nimble and I want to brainstorm and think fast on my feet. And I'll say a superpower too is like, I love to make decisions. Yeah. And I think that's something as a woman too, mm-hmm. that we don't always do, yeah. or we want to bounce ideas off other people. And to be honest, like I am so, even if I know it might be a bad decision, mm-hmm. I still will be confident and stand behind myself in decisions I make. So mm-hmm. full circle, you know, coming from being a very, very anxious person, I've somewhat turned that into a superpower through just being prepared, and embracing it a little bit more, mm-hmm. but also being sure of myself. Like I've done a lot of work to feel that way.
What was the turning point for you? When did you go, okay, wait a minute, I keep getting these daggone rashes. Why do I always feel this way? What was the turning point for you, and what did you realize was causing a lot of that?
Yeah, I realized it was work and, mm-hmm. and the startup environment that I was in, and I don't even think it was the startup necessarily yeah. of it all, because it was fast paced, and I still like working that way, mm-hmm. fast paced, and every day looks different. But I think when I realized it was my job, and I felt an insane amount of pressure, mm-hmm. Not necessarily from the people I worked with, they're still very dear friends of mine. But realizing that it wasn't a healthy choice for mm-hmm. me to be there. And I was grappling with the fact that, you know, I'm part of this amazing mission that's mm-hmm. benefiting college age women mm-hmm. to help them be more fit, figure out mindfulness and mm-hmm. meditation and mm-hmm. well-being. And the fact that that was causing me emotional stress and wasn't mm-hmm. good for me was a really, really tough dynamic for me to face and really admit to myself. And it took me a long time to do that. Mm-hmm. And also understanding that that, you know, your job doesn't have to be like that, and it's not serving you if it is. So I think the turning point was starting a new career and moving yeah. companies and realizing that it doesn't have to be like that.
Yes.
And I don't have to be sick to my stomach all the time. And yeah. I'm still not 5 years later at the same company. And it's just, you know, not everywhere is the best fit for you, even yeah. though you may think it is.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to make a decision, right? You have to get yeah. to the point where yeah. you're like, I don't have to live like this. I get a choice here. And I think this is one of the big things that I want us all to think about in Rise with Diana podcast land is you get to have a choice. And I guess the question is, how many rashes do you want to get before you decide yeah. that you don't have to live this way, right?
And take a long time. And it's finding the courage to, you know, you can make the decision to yourself, but saying it out loud yeah. to friends or family and whatever decision it may be. In this case, it was, you know, telling my coworkers who were like, at this point, my family,
yes,
that it wasn't a good fit. And you can admit it to yourself, but saying it out loud and having that mm-hmm. courage definitely can take a while to develop. And, you know, I think it kind of goes back to like, you get to make those decisions yes. and you have one life and yes. one story. And you're not doing anyone any favors if you, especially yourself, of course, but then, you know, you're unhappy, that affects your relationships mm-hmm. and your family life mm-hmm. and your sleep. And it's, you know, there's so much more than yeah. feeling that way.
So how do you decide, how do you stay true to Sarah? Because I always explain to me there's this identity gap. I talk about the identity gap quite a bit. There's the person that you are behind the scenes and the person that shows up in mm-hmm. front of other people, right? So yeah. how close are you to that person behind the scenes to the person you are in front of people?
Very good question. I don't think I've ever really answered that one. I will say I feel the most authentic I've been in my life right now. I feel like, you know, I hope for a lot of us, we feel that way with every year that passes. And again, I'm going to be 30 this year. And I spent my early mid-20s not necessarily being as comfortable with that person and showing that person. So I'll say I'm pretty darn similar, I would hope. And I think, you know, to those who know me better, maybe I'm a touch more stubborn or, you know, in the workplace, it comes across more as, you know, I'm prepared with my points to make my point and go for what I want. But I would say I feel the most authentic that I have in my life at this point.
So have you had to shrink down? Do you feel like when you are that person, you are being Sarah and really making your points and talking about the things that you believe in? Have you ever felt, I mean, I'm sure probably in your previous employment, but like in general, like what happens when you shrink down and what makes you know that you're shrinking down? And then how do you get yourself back right sized?
It's a really good question. And I had one, just a lot of opportunities, but I also jumped on a lot of opportunities early on my career. So at, you know, the company I've been at now for 5 years, I have grown and developed and gotten ahead in my career pretty quickly, and, you know, had a fair share of promotions early on. So mm-hmm. I find myself often shrinking down mm-hmm. a lot more, and definitely found tactics to get away from it. But
I want to hear what those tactics are.
Yeah, I'll dive into those. Yeah. So I was managing my peers.
Yeah.
So it was, I got to this level that I was then managing them. And that's when I really saw myself shrinking down, mm-hmm. Presenting to, the leadership team and CEO. I really got excited by that. Yeah. But, managing my peers and sharing direction and things for them to do, and guiding them and giving them feedback felt very foreign mm-hmm. And uncomfortable. So with that, tactics I've used to overcome them is kind of going back to the superpower idea, right? What do I have that, for a lot of my career, I've had managers that are senior to me and they have a ton of experience in the industry and I can go to them with tons of questions and we have a different type of relationship. And so seeing it as my superpower that, we're going through very similar life phases. We have a lot of similar milestone moments. Like that can build you closer to somebody that I have really found extremely beneficial to have this closeness and openness mm-hmm. and a really solid relationship. Mm-hmm. And, changing the script, right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel so weird going to you with this. Whereas, I have these advantages and these opportunities that, other mentee, mentor, manager, employee relationships don't necessarily have. Yeah. So I would say that's a big example.
That's really good. I love the fact that you know how to flip this in your mind, right? To really get yourself right size and back, because this throws a lot of people off track. And I really think it's important for us to all build these in practices inside of us that help us. And then how do you stay sane? What are the practices that you do behind the scenes that help you stay? I mean, I know you went to therapy. What were some of the practices that keep you back in the center of balance?
Mm-hmm. I think therapy, I learned a ton of tools and tactics to help with that. So one, a therapist I was with for a very long time would always say, life is in session. And I continuously tell myself that maybe I feel terrible because again, I'm in a stage of life where I work. Mm-hmm. I don't have children yet. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is I have work and that's what fulfills me and makes me feel great. And if I, feel guilty about, foregoing a meeting or taking a day off, telling myself life's in session outside of this.
Yeah.
I need to shift the way I'm thinking about things. So I would say that's a big one. And then just finding things outside of work too. And I think this is important for anyone at any stage of their career.
Right.
I think probably you and a ton of other women who are listening to this podcast, who follow you, are very career driven.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to remember there are so many things outside that you need to do in order to be your best self there. It's exercising, it's cooking, it's, taking a break, taking time off is very, very important, I think, to anybody.
Yes, Sarah, I absolutely love it. So you spend a lot of time mentoring. Tell me about that. You said you talk to your peers a lot. This is important to you. Tell me what
it is.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Well, and I'll say too, first and foremost, I have been a mentee. I have gone through the mentee side a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of significant mentors in my current place of work, outside of work. And I've done a lot of work with them and, diving into different scenarios and what they do. And now it's very important to me because I've been in that position and I want to help people get to the next step and levels because, for those of us who are so ambitious, you want that roadmap. You want to know what you're doing. And, I created kind of this guideline for myself of, I find these mentors and I find what qualities I really admire in them. And I try to emulate those and I build this person and learn to play to my strengths throughout it. And they've helped me along that road. But also those are the people you want to go to ask for feedback.
Yeah.
So being someone that people would come to me for feedback, you know, I get extremely honored because I know there's people in my life who I will go. And I think an important thing about feedback is when you receive it, you cannot let it just live in here and spin up here, because it's going to eat away at you. Let's say it's something really constructive, right? Mm-hmm. And you just spin it in your mind into this negative. If you get really amazing constructive feedback, it cannot just live in your mind. You have to do something about it, make an action plan, understand that you're not a terrible person. I mean, if you're a perfectionist like I am, you'll hear that and turn it into a negative. And you can't just let it spin in your head. You have to do something about it, mm-hmm. or it's going to feel super negative.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of people will take that and run with it. And I have this thing, and I live by this book, The Four Agreements, you know, which is, do you know this, The Four Agreements?
Yes. Yeah, I read it, probably 6 or 8 years ago. It's such a good one.
Yes, be impeccable with your words.
Yes.
Do not take anything personal. Don't make assumptions, mm-hmm. and always do your best. I do feel this vibrancy that this is something you live by, right? Because I think you can really get caught up in the perceptions that people have of you and really start to make that your destiny or live by that mantra instead of your own. And so that brings me to a question I always ask every single one of my guests, which is, you know, a lot of people going through really hard times, and it's really hard for them to make a choice. A lot of us often, when we get caught up, we get into our work, we spiral, and we don't think that there is a choice. And I always want to leave each person that comes to the Rise with Diana podcast with words of advice, words of wisdom, words to help this person know that they are going to be okay. What words of advice would you give her? Maybe she's driving on her way to work, you know, maybe she's cooking right now, right? Maybe she's just dealing with a lot with her family. What words of advice would you give to her right now?
Another phrase that I tell myself all the time that I would give this woman is, you know, it's a bad day, not a bad life. Mm. And it can be a bad day, a bad hour, a bad meeting, but it doesn't have to be a bad life. And that, again, going back to the power of decision and choice, and that is yours.
Yes.
And it's kind of right, you know, seeing the bigger, it reminds us to see the big picture here. We're not living in this tiny little moment that seems so terrible and we have the biggest pit in. It's life, and it's what you make of it. So that's one I tell myself frequently. It's not a bad day, or it's a bad day, it's not a bad life.
Oh, did y'all hear that? I just got chills. That is the perfect send-off. You know, it might be a bad day, but it's not a bad life. And I really do love that. It's something I really want to put in my journal from now on. And I do hope that other people found that to be so helpful, because we do get so caught up, Sarah, don't we? Oh, my
gosh.
We
do. I've been there. And, yeah, I still do.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell myself that probably, you know, multiple times a week.
Yeah.
And it just helps us see there's a lot more, and it's within our power to change. And, you know, that's a big conversation I had with myself 5 years ago. And I'm sure that was not the only conversation I'll have with myself like that.
Absolutely.
Far from it. So
thank you for your decision to consistently choose a better life and a better day, because they are choices. And I love, you know, when I saw you at your family, your mom's beautiful wedding, and I just saw this beautiful woman, you know, that I have just admired, but also just that vibrancy of love and compassion and being hope for women in the generation that you're living in, because we are all born with a special gift, and we all have to take the seed of greatness inside of us and let it blossom. And I just see your good fruits, Sarah. So thank you so much for being you.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, I'm going to put that in my journal and hang on to it. And that's one other thing. Save the nuggets that make you feel good. Save them, put them on paper.
Yes.
I could not tell women who are early in their careers and their life to do that. Then you have that little pocket to hang on to. And again, and that's going to go in mine. So thank you.
Yes, Sarah. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything. And take these nuggets with you, ladies, because these are the things that are going to help you stay strong. Sarah, thank you for your time. Thank you for blessing us today. And thank you for taking the time to listen to the Rise with Diana podcast. Please like, subscribe. Sarah, where can people follow you somewhere and just kind of learn about you?
Yes. I'm on all the major things. I'm on LinkedIn as Sarah Jankowski. Instagram is where I'm in more of my personal life, but I'm excited and happy to connect with anyone on a personal or professional basis.
Yeah, I think we're going to be hearing more about Sarah. I don't know. She might be running something one day. But anyways, for now, I love everything that you are about, and thank you for sharing today. Like, subscribe, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Rise with Diana podcast. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.